Let's Talk Music. Duncan Laurion is one of the world's most well-travelled music teachers, one of the world's best-travelled music teachers. For more than 25 years, he's been delivering a seminar which teaches people how to read and play music in just 3 days. And he's with us now to tell us why most people are taught music the wrong way and how his method is different. Hi there, Duncan Laurion.
Hi, Jesse, from a very cold and snowy Boston in the USA.
Oh, I'm so pleased that you're able to make time for us, Duncan. Thank you. What's the problem with how music is traditionally taught, at least in the West?
It's not so much what's taught, it's the sequence that it's taught in, Jesse. There's an assumption, I think, a lot of the times that it all comes down to talent or natural ability or gift. And you know, I've taught close on 40,000 people now. And just by the law of averages, you would think by now I would come across one person I couldn't teach to play, but I've never done that. Every single person, given the right data in the right sequence, can learn to play. And the crazy thing is how quick they can actually get to a point of doing that. And I do think, Jesse, that that is a huge problem because, you know, I mean, no one becomes a teacher without the desire to help. So there's not a question of Duncan coming, you know, to replace the existing system. But the purposes that I do it for is there's so many people that feel they just missed out. Oh, I wanted to when I was a kid, but I didn't have the opportunity. We didn't have the money for a guitar or a piano. Now I would love to take it up. Oh, I don't have the time. Honestly, a weekend and 10 minutes a day. That's what it takes.
I think you call music the most abandoned subject on the planet. So what's sort of the fundamental difference with how you teach music? What makes it easier for people?
Well, I'm going to bring that down to a nutshell. I actually don't do anything new. I've gone back to what worked very successfully about 3,000 years ago. If you read your Greek historians, which I'm sure all your listeners do every day, what we find out is that every kid who went to school was expected to have mastered a minimum of 2 to 3 instruments by the age of 11. Now, that's every kid who went to school. So where does the talent bit kick in there? Where does the gift thing kick in? So what I've done, basically, is I'm not teaching anything new. I've gone back to what worked incredibly successfully 3,000 years ago. And I don't think I'm the first person, you know, in terms of a subject to go and do that. But I've been doing this now, close on 27 years.
Can you give us
this is going to be my seventh time to Auckland.
Can you give us a bit of an idea of how you teach?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a great believer in understanding what you're doing. That's why it's called the Understanding of Music Seminar. It's not called the I'm going to turn you into Elton John in 3 days seminar. So let's give you an example. If you look at a keyboard, you know, everyone visualize a keyboard right now, and you've got a pattern there. You've got black keys and white keys, and the black keys are arranged in a pattern of groups. You get a group of 2 black, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, all the way up. Now, if you visualize a group of 2 black keys and then find that white key that lies directly between those 2 black, the name of that note is D. D for Duncan. You see, that was the reason why I was christened this way. Now, that doesn't matter which group of 2 black keys you come across. Anytime you've got 2 black keys, the white key in the middle is going to be D for Duncan. Now your alphabet. You go to the right, white keys, D, E, F, G. Go to the left, white keys, D, C, B, A. That's it. We've just learned all the white notes on the keyboard. How quick was that?
All right. You've got to make them make a nice noise, though, as well, Duncan.
Well, nice noises are great, but you can't make a nice noise. It's like, you know, you've got to be given the right data so you can actually work with it, and then you're going to create something that sounds halfway decent. I mean, I get people, Jesse, within 3 days, they're playing simple Bach hands together by the end of the 3 days. I mean, these are people who come in and don't know which end of a guitar to blow in when we start. it's just amazing how if you give things in the right sequence. Let's give you another example. How many people out there have heard of something like middle C? You know, it's like one of those first things that gets dropped on every kid who says, I want to learn music. And no one ever explains why a middle C is not a note that's actually in the middle of a keyboard. I'll give you the reason. Round about 770, there was a certain point below which it was considered unacceptable for a monk to sing. There was a certain point above which it was considered unacceptable for a boy to sing. The arbitrary point, around about 770, which was considered dead in the middle between those two points, was a note we now call middle C. But it's not been in the middle for 1,200 years. So it's the first thing that people get taught, and it's like, what are you going to do with that? It's a piece of false information. And if you give the right data in the right sequence, people can go, oh, all right, I got it. No biggie, you know?
You teach people about musical scales in quite a memorable way. Can you talk about that? Sorry.
Good. So, let's get the visualization out again. Imagine you've got a keyboard in front of you. Now, the first thing you're going to need is a circular saw. Why? Because you're going to cut the bottoms of the white notes off so every key is the same length. All the whites and all the blacks, now the same length. Now, I want you to visualize you've got a big pot of red paint and a big brush. And I want you to paint everything that's left bright red. Now, what you're doing right now is you're looking at a keyboard correctly for the first time. Now, if you choose any of those notes, any of those levers, and you push it down and follow this formula, I'm going to give it now. People go with pens ready. If you now push any lever down and then go to the right, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1. Don't think about whites and blacks. Just follow that formula. 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1. You just learn all your major scales. Done. It doesn't matter where you start. It's the algorithm. It's the pattern. What does the word major even mean? It means used more often. Yeah, minor scales. Oh, there, yeah, well, that's really hard. Here we go. Here's the formula for a minor scale. 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2. Now, as long as you start on any point on a keyboard and you follow that pattern, skipping 2 to the right, 2 to the right, you are going to always get that minor scale every single time. So there you go. That's every major scale, every minor scale learnt. And even the people out there who, you know, have never had a keyboard in front of them can go, well, I could do that. And that's the point, Jesse. You know, it's not, what I do is for the average man and woman in the street. It's not, I'm not aiming for the professionals. I get a lot of pros that come, of course. But my interest is for people who've always wanted to learn to play the keyboard, wanted to learn to play the guitar, had a dream to one day pick up a saxophone and play it. Yeah, I love it. It's, you know, I've always said, I've been doing this all my life, and I said, I'll always stop the day I lose the passion, brother.
Great. Look forward to having you in New Zealand. We've got a link to your website, understandingmusicseminar.com, on our website. Duncan Laurian, thanks so much for your time today.
You're so welcome, Jesse.
Duncan Laurian, who is coming to New Zealand to teach you how to read and play music in 3 days.